as we lift our prayer of gratitude. In Christ's name, amen.
Okay, we're going to have a couple votes today. I just want to let you know when that happens, Ben and Nick are going to hand out the votes, and Tom will collect the votes. We had some confusion last year, and we're going to have Tom collect them so that we can, he'll take them in the back and count them. Joe, thanks for rubbing it in on 55 imperative moods. That was, him and I had this discussion yesterday over and over, and I lost a lunch, so I'll make sure I pay for it. And also, I'm getting a lot of compliments on my tie. If Joe can wear maroon tie for Alabama, I can wear a tie when my grandson's team wins a hockey game. It wasn't over till midnight last night, but we won in a shootout in the playoffs, so that's why I got the purple tie on. Okay, we had the meetings from last year's annual meeting, and I would ask that we approve them as presented as opposed to reading them all the way through. If we could have a motion on that in a second. Motion by Rick, second by Rebecca. Jim? Okay, now we're going to do the ratification of the Board of Deacons. The procedure is Joe presents them to the board approves them, and then we present it to the congregation. That'll be the first vote today. The nominees are Rick Voiles, Gary Watson, Mark Vesser, Tom Gallagher, and Rick Sherrill. So we'll send those out or give them out, and while they're being counted and given out, we'll have Rick proceed with the financial reports for both Joe Griffin Media Ministries and Grace Doctrine Church. Rick? Trying to get this for
It's always good to have support. Well, my job is to distract you guys for the moment. Thank you, guys. My job is to distract you. Yes, ma'am. Oh, you're.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. They're trying to get the mic set because they say I don't talk very loud. First of all, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Most of you guys know who I am. My name is Rick Sherrill. I've been the treasurer of both organizations, Joe Griffin Media Ministries and Grace Doctrine, for 15 years now. Sorry about that. Still here. I keep asking to get voted off the island. They keep nominating me. So we're still here. My objective today is to do a couple things, just to go through the financials, to do it as relatively quickly as possible and concise, and hopefully I'll get it right. And each year, before I get into it, each year I try to go to two different things. The balance sheet, which basically says what we own and what we owe, and then businesses call it profit and loss. I don't like that term, so I like to call it donation and use of funds. So that's what we're going to, now we're going to see if I can do this. Oh, look at there. Okay, the first one is the balance sheet, and I do this every year, and I use the term, we do everything on a cash basis, which means we don't do fancy accounting. What you see is what you get. So as of the last day of last year, that is what we look like for what we owe. We have been very fortunate with some of the donations, and so we have a large cash balance to start with. You see the land and the buildings, that is what we paid for it. Was it X number of years ago now? And the other is the things inside the building here. What we have. But the part I always point out is the smiley face right next to liabilities, which means we owe nothing. So we're in a very blessed and very fortunate position to be in the house that Joe built, I call it. And we have zero debt. A lot of the church organizations today are very much in debt, which I find quite fascinating. Okay, so that's what we own and what we owe. And I'm assuming no questions because nobody's raising their hands. So see if I can go to the next one. For the church, I like to look at things in a three-year time frame. You can see the donations or the, you know, the gracious gifts there on the top. And we've been very fortunate that people continue to do that. And that gives you an idea of where we are. Now, the use of our money or how we spend the money is basically the expenses category. The largest part of that, of course, is the building and the insurance and things. You can see that and see how it compares. It is a fight every year to keep things in line. And we like to think that we are holding the line. And so far, so good. In the last two categories, we have obviously the child care administration. They're a little higher this year. That's because we had a few parties this year. So we did a few celebrations. We did a little extra travel. But all in all, we came in where we ended up with more than we spent. So we're very happy. That's why you saw the larger number on the balance sheet before. So that's us here at Grace Doctrine Church. Pretty simple. We're very blessed and we're continuing to move forward. Okay. Same thing here on the media ministry, which is obviously Joe's ministry. We've been very gracious again with having cash. And then the fixed assets primarily is all the technology and items that you see. But that also includes the books that are there and in inventory in various places. So that gives you an idea of what our assets are. Just over $160,000 of overall. But once again, my little smiley face says it all. We owe zero to anyone except the Lord himself. And so that puts us in a great position, and we're all very fortunate to do that. The way I look at it and the way I try to show it to you guys every year is I look at them combined, and that gives us an idea of where we are overall. We are sister organizations, and there are, from time to time, we help each other, but for the last series of years, we haven't really had to do that because everybody's been very kind to us. When I look at the overall costs, obviously costs are going up a little bit. Life has gone up cost-wise a little bit, but we've held the line overall, and I'm happy to say that we have come in. Now, people look at the bottom line and like, well, you got brackets around that one. Yes, we do, but that shows up in the cash balances in the accounts. So I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going into the total. Anyway, that's just back. We're doing very well. This is what I started to talk about, how I put them together. My mistake, I got ahead of myself. I consider myself just to be the scorekeeper around here. And I stick my nose in everybody's business because I have to. But again, our donations have been very fortunate across the board. Our use of funds, I have to give all of those involved very high marks. I consider myself a conservative person financially. These guys are worse than I am. So that's a good thing. And while it's difficult sometimes to wonder where the money goes, you can be very proud that those folks who are involved on both sides of the fence are very conscious and very aware. And we rarely argue about how to spend it because we don't want to. And so I'm pleased to do that. So as I look at this, I guess what I was going to say is two things. Historically, we've been very fortunate. I think, in my opinion, personal opinion, I'm a financial guy by nature, and that I think the year 2025 is going to be a challenging year. But the Lord has always been so gracious to us, I have zero concern about it. We're going to go through a few changes in this next year, but I lose no sleep. I am just grateful that we have such a great group of people who do what they do. And you can see the numbers there. I'm not going to bore you with them, but you can basically see we hold the line. It is a lot of work. We will continue to have a lot of work as we go forward, as we make some changes. But all in all, I'm honored to do this job for everyone. And I have to say thank you for some of you guys to put up with me. So Is there any questions? I kind of did it a little different this year. Again, just real simple, real easy. We've been very blessed, and we do our best to hold the line. And couldn't be happier for the group we work with. So, that's what I got. So we're going to go back to Gary.
Thank you, Rick, for your report. We got a report from Tom, and all deacons have been ratified, so we're good to go there. I'm going to actually do the Joe Griffin Media Ministries. Paul bailed on me today and wore his cowboy boots. And so we're going to report on two things, publications and streaming activity, both of which I have no idea. In 2024, nearly 4,500 Joe Griffin Media Ministry books were distributed worldwide by both Joe Griffin Media Ministries and Philippi Ministries. We work closely together, and it gets kind of convoluted when you look at the number of books that are sent out. I forget what Philippi did. I think it was 3,000-something that we sent out last year for Joe. We continue to do that. You can see all the different countries. We've even sent some to Belgium and Vietnam and South Africa, Nigeria. And we even have books outside of the chaplain of the House of Representatives office in Washington, D.C. So she puts our books out there, and they're there, and we just restocked them recently. So that's pretty exciting. Next, our streaming activity. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but it's slipping. 130 Bible classes were taught last year. Joe, what's the deal? So I'm thinking, what are you doing, a lot of napping or something? An average of 220 views live and archived. So that includes those that are streamed. Over 28,000 hours of archived Bible classes were viewed last year. Joe, that's quite a compliment. People are still listening. Joe Griffin email group members, 680 and counting. And Paul put in there the Doritos are making the advance. So on Wednesday nights, that's certainly true. Any questions on Joe Griffin Media Ministries that Paul and Joe can answer? Okay, well, we're moving right along. I won't get the cut sign from anybody. On my report, we haven't done one in a couple years. You know, I'm grateful that my wife allows me to travel and stay gone as much as I do, and my daughter Rebecca, who keeps their ministry running. Without her, I don't know what we'd do. And for all the prayers, we average out about 80 graders. We lose a couple, people take time off, we gain a couple, so we continue to hover around there. We've had a wonderful opportunity to fill in for our pastor this past year. The Wounded Warrior retreats, we continue. We're getting ready to do our next one in April, which we did one in November. We continue sending out Joe's Bible study notes and our study courses. We're right at 3,096 inmates doing the studies across the country. We're getting them in. We're refreshing study guides all the time. And for the first time ever, I have an intern working with us. Daniel Clayton, shoot, my mind's been somewhere else this morning. I'm exhausted. It's been a long night. I had a health thing, and it just wore me out. But Daniel Hunt is interning with us, and he has really been stepping up to the plate. And I get to visit with him, have a chance to talk doctrine with this young man. Casey and Camille, you've done a great job. He really is a joy to be around. We finished a book on eternal security. Folks, it is at the printers. We're getting close. As soon as it gets here, it's going to be quite exciting. I'll show you a picture in a minute. We continue our horse camps in South Dakota. Joe, I went with you to Shreveport, so now you got to go with me to the horse camps this year. So we're going to take you along, and you get to be a part of that. You can ride whatever you want, boss. You can do whatever you want. You're in charge. Our tablet program continues to grow. Last year, we started in March with our tablets. We ended up with 1,166 facilities that we had Bible doctrine in on tablets. We have 184 more coming online in the next 2 months. As the year went through and they brought on more tablets, including Texas and Missouri, which just came online in December, we had 20,844 inmates start Bible class for the first time. You got to complete them to count as a completion. So far, of those 20,844, we've had 6,238 inmates complete Bible studies and listen to Bible doctrine 6,238 times. That's pretty amazing. And that number is growing daily. We're already over 21,000 and already over 6,500 completed since I ran these numbers. So as these larger facilities and bigger states come online, and you'll see from the map, if you look at all those in Texas, all these inmates now are getting Bible teaching live. And that number's really started to climb because they go in there and find us. And I want to tell you, no advertisements. You have to be positive, you have to be searching, and then out of all the religious denominations, you got to find us. It's pretty exciting. So now we're getting ready to increase our presence. We got a lot of work to do, Paul and Rebecca, but we are going to upload 50 more lessons, and then we're going to do, I believe, another 50 after that, if what they told us was true as far as cost and things like that, because it costs money to do it. It's free to the inmates. So we're pretty excited about that. These are just facilities we're doing Bible studies in and doing the course in. Has nothing to do with the 1,166 facilities that we're in that have tablets, and they're able to stream their lessons in their cell on their tablets and listen to Bible class. By the way, the number one item, I'll take credit for one thing, 3,500 inmates listen to Boys to Men. But it's my congregation. That's the number one lesson that they're listening to. Last week, I was at the Coast Guard Academy. I spoke to the Officer Christian Fellowship, and we had about 100 cadets. We also had staff members. These are a couple of the cadets there. There I am speaking to the group. The horse camps continue. That's where Joe will be next year. He'll be in the middle of that picture. We'll see, he's not having Shreveport, so he can go up there. These are just some pictures. The top one there is at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. To the right's at a prison in Tennessee. They have a dog program there. That really is why that dog's there. And then that's at the Wounded Warrior in the left corner. I got the opportunity to fill in for Bobby Thieme last year, and that was quite exciting to stand in the pulpit at Baraka, where Bobby, Joe, the Colonel, Rick Hughes all stood before me. And I've been invited back, so I'll be there again the first week of May. And then standing here being ordained by Pastor Griffin was amazing. More Wounded Warrior pictures. Another Wounded Warrior picture where I'm teaching the mechanics of the Christian life. And I was leaving a prison, I ran into Lee Greenwood. And him and I had a chance to visit, had a chance to send him some Bible doctrine. So it's real exciting. And he's working on something special for Joe. So that's pretty cool. There's our new book. That's what the cover looks like. This is going to be a book that can be well used, I promise. These are some letters we received. I continue to deeply appreciate these studies and share them when I can. Goes on to complain that he hadn't gotten a lesson yet. He's on lesson number 83. All of your work and Pastor Griffin's work revolutionized my life. All glory to God for his grace through all best through his grace and love. This guy has turned on so many family members who are listening to Bible doctrine right now. It's been amazing. Here's some other ones. A great day at prison with my longtime ministry partner, Gary Watson. He has provided me study resources and Bibles at 5 prisons for over 12 years. We have many things to work on. This is by far one of the greatest Christian books I've ever read. Thank you so much. Amazing sound doctrine. Dr. Thieme is official top 3 favorite author, pastor, teacher. I know me running into these books was a divine appointment. Hallelujah. And that was the Faith Rest Life. So we get so many of these. I'm not going to keep reading them. It gets boring. But I appreciate sharing them with you. I promised I would keep it short, so that's what I'm trying to do. I would like to ask for your prayers. We've got another busy year coming. Last year at one stretch, I was gone 28 out of 30 days, and the same thing will happen starting in March and April and actually into May. So there's a lot. I'll be leaving the Wounded Warrior, going right to Baraka, and then I'll be there from the Wounded Warrior for, I'll be there at Baraka for 9 straight days. So there's a lot going on, and I would really appreciate your prayers. We have a great group of volunteers that do amazing work. Our recidivism rate continues to be only 17 out of over 5,000 released, which is pretty amazing. We have the opportunity at the Coast Guard Academy. They've invited me back. We're going to go to Kansas City, back up to the prisons up there again. So that's on the books. Even though Judge Sloan went to be with the Lord, his contacts are still fulfilling what he wanted. So we'll be going back to Knoxville and back to those 6 jails located in that area. And that'll be another great trip. 6 Bible classes every day, 5 days a week. So it's pretty intense, but it's a great time. And I really look forward to it. Got any questions? Yes, ma'am. Marie Ristie's father went to be with the Lord, I think it was on January 26th, I hope I get it right. And he was a believer, and they're going to miss him dearly. They were very close, and Jamie Ristie was exceptionally close with him and spent a lot of time talking Bible doctrine with him. And I've been invited. I'll be leaving next Friday, and I'm going to go out there and do a memorial next Saturday. So I'm honored that they would even invite, and we've adjusted our schedule, and we're going out to make sure it happens, and we'll do it right next week, and it'll be great. I always say that's my South Dakota family, so I'll be there, and we'll get the job done, and I'll head home on Sunday. So that's going to happen. And also, we need to put Paul Van Rie, who's a Dorito in Michigan. He's 42 years old with 3 children. He's a police officer. He went into AFib, went to the hospital, and they found a tumor on his heart. So he needs your prayers and his family's, and we'll add him to the prayer list. So that's another one we wanted to announce also. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Gary, you said the recidivism was 17. That's not percent. That's the number of people.
That's the number of people.
What's the average? What is recidivism for the other than you?
63% go back in 3 years or less. Doctrine conquers all. It has nothing to do with me. It's the Word of God. Any other questions? Oh, Paul's scratching his eye. Okay, the prayer list. We're going to move along. Last year, we told you at the annual meeting that we would purge the prayer list at the end of December, the non-member prayer list, because it gets unmanageable. And we put it online where you can go there and add people. We don't have a system for taking them away, though. We didn't do that at the end of December, and the reason was we didn't want to catch you by surprise. It was a whole year. And we don't want you to look at it and go, wow, what happened with the people on here? We are going to purge it on March 1st. So we're going to live up to what we said we were going to do, but we didn't want to do it until we reminded you it was going to happen. So anybody that comes off on the non-member prayer list, you just need to go to the website and you can add them right back in. So just don't forget to do that. Don't be shocked when it goes away. It gives everybody a chance to update it. We've had folks that went to be with the Lord that was on there that's never got removed. We got those that are well, healed. And if you really want to get healed, take a Southwest Airlines flight. Those are healing flights. Half the plane boards pre-board with wheelchairs. And when they land, they jump up and they are well. So if you're ever sick, take a Southwest Airlines flight. I'm telling you. Okay. Yes. Sure, it's fine with me. Paul, you're in charge.
I can delete it anytime.
We'll delete it today, and we'll that way when we run March.
But if you want to put something back on, you got to say, oh, I got to go back on March 1st. You might not just do it today and say, hey, tomorrow you need to go back and add.
Great idea. Yeah, because otherwise in March, the non-member prayer list will be blank if we don't do what you just ask. I make a motion we do that, so we're going to do that. Paul seconded it. That's it. We're doing it.
So if I put one on a week ago, it's going to be knocked
off. Yes, sir.
All right.
But next week, you can just go add it back. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll run new bulletins for next Sunday so we have up-to-date prayer list. So we'll knock all this out before next Sunday. That's okay with everybody. Okay. More work for Paul. Joe, by the way, I blame the 54 imperative moods I found on Paul. Okay. Here's the next thing. This is probably pretty important, I think. First thing I want to do is remind you, Pastor Griffin is our pastor until he is not. When Pastor Griffin says he's done, he's done. When he says this is the last amen, that's when he's no longer the pastor. Until then, Pastor Griffin is the pastor of this church. That's it. And that happens until he decides he's done. But when our pastor announced last year about his plan, he kept telling everybody, I'm going to do this and I'm going to quit and I'm going to do that and quit. We had a discussion. And the deacons went to work on what's next for this church. We looked at possible pastoral candidates, and at the same time, we talked with Tallahassee Bible Church, who has been without a pastor for over 2 years now, trying to find one. They have kept us updated on all the issues they've gone through, and what troubles they're having. We also talked with Baraka and other doctrinal churches. And we talked with possible candidates. During the past 7 months, we've had many of you come up and share your thoughts with us. You've told us what's going on with Joe when he leaves, what's going to happen. He's my pastor. When he leaves, I leave. So we've heard all these. We've compiled the information. We've tried to turn over every single brick. We have worked hard. We also found out that those that spoke with us, that about 80% of this local church, of those that came up, and as you look at the numbers, about 80% listen and supplement Joe's teaching with Bobby Thiem's teaching at Baraka Church. In an effort to turn over every stone, the deacons made a trip to Dallas to visit the church there, which is a live stream church of Baraka, and they're the same size as Great Doctrine Church. And they went through what we'll be going through whenever Joe says his last amen. After visiting, talking with our pastor, and of all of our due diligence and prayerful consideration, we voted on the Board of Deacons to recommend to Grace Doctrine Church, when Pastor Griffin determines it's over and says his last amen, that we become a live stream group of Baraka Church and of Pastor Bobby Thiem. Here are some additional thoughts which will be helpful. This decision allows us, whenever Joe says his last amen, to start Bible class the very next Sunday with no interruption in services. We guard the doctrine, which is so precious to all of us. Dennis keeps his job in the overflow room and John in the control room. We continue with prep school and nursery without interruption. Justin continues to lead music. We still have halftime. We still can have luncheons. We will still do the Eucharist. We just moved from Joe to watching Bobby Thiem live. We would also ask him as part of this to come and do a Bible conference here, just like he does at all of his other live stream churches. Basically, everything would remain the same. We would start on Sundays at 10 to 11, and then 11:15 to 12. To match their schedule. Our pastor Joe supports this decision and will be part of the congregation along with Johenra, Shane, when Joe has to step down. Our recommendation is to not stream the weeknights classes at first because we only have six people. So why do it? Why ever do it for six people? Sometimes we have nine. You say, how do I get caught up for Sunday? Bobby teaches on Wednesday night. His lesson's ready to be streamed on Thursday morning. He teaches on Thursday night. His lessons will be streamed on Friday morning. Plenty of time to get caught up. Just go to a website. You stream it. Sundays, though, he will be live right up on that screen if this is approved. Based on our due diligence and prayerful consideration, the Board of Deacons voted unanimously to become a live stream group of Baraka Church and Bobby Thiem. So that is our motion to you. We will need a second to the motion, and then we'll answer questions. And when finished, we'll have a vote. So, we got a second. Now we open it for discussions and questions. Yes. Well, there's none there, so we've been down that road. If the Lord delivered somebody to us, and after vetting from the Board of Deacons, we certainly wouldn't hide it from the congregation. We'd never do that. So, no, I know that, but I'm just letting you know. We went down that path. Tallahassee's been without a pastor for over 2 years, and they've been bringing people in, and it's just been a disaster there. The church has had all kinds of people split off, all kinds of problems. It's just really a mess. And this avoids all that. We just move right on. Again, if the Lord delivered somebody in here, that'd be amazing. But there's nobody on the horizon right now. We've talked to people that have churches. First, that's a red flag. Why would you leave a church that God's given to you? Why would you pack up and come? Oh, by the way, you're only going to teach on Sunday. Nobody comes on weeknights here. Not on the board right now. It's as permanent as it could be today.
This Bobby Thiem teaches the same material, same doctrine that Joe Griffin teaches.
Yes, sir, he does.
Absolutely.
Like I said, 80% of our congregation listened to him already. And he's teaching Philippians right now. I can show you. You know, the important thing is the type of doctrine we're getting. One member of the congregation had a big concern when they came up. They said, they come and you don't have anybody show up. We average 28 people on Sundays, 6 on weeknights. We've been doing our due diligence. How do you come for 28 people? How do you bring somebody in? Because there'll be no more Doritos. That ends when Joe leaves. No church has Doritos but us. So, all this stuff, there's a big change will happen when the boss goes. And we're trying to make it smooth and easy, professional, and guard the doctrine. That's what's precious. Everything else, to heck with. What about the doctrine? And that we know we can guard. I guess we'll have them handed out. The ballots, and we'll vote and see where we're at. So I can tell you we've done a lot of work. This is not... Yes, ma'am.
Isn't Dallas Theological Seminary continuing to turn out pastors?
Some, but also when you do their doctrinal questionnaire, they're off base on several things. So we have to be very careful, and that's what we've done as part of our due diligence. There's a couple at Baraka that will be available down the road that have interviewed at places, but they're not ready yet, nor would they say they were ready. Wait a minute, I got Craig.
Joe often points out that we come here at different levels and we have to understand we have people here. Thank you, Craig.
Yes, sir.
And for those that couldn't hear out there,
Craig and Rick Voiles brought up how much the teachings meant to them from Bobby Thiem. So, Rebecca? Well, we took that into consideration, what Colonel Thiem said also, as we talked to these younger folks. Somebody had a hand up. Yes, Doug.
I am getting the feeling that I'm coming across as a rejecter.
No, not at all.
Any of
no, you're not at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem at all, Doug. Come on, you know better than that. Yes, Diane. Well, let's hand out the ballots and see where we're at. We'll know here shortly. And then we have one more piece of business, and then everybody can get home. Joe, that you got to vote. Oh. They didn't collect, Tom didn't collect the deacon votes from Joe and Joe Inra? That is horrible.
Why do I want their vote?
We need to amend them. She's a member of the congregation.
Thank you.
Yeah. I kept looking at you, Joe Inra, and you didn't have any.
I know, so I'm looking at
you. Oh,
while they're collecting it, so it's not boring, in case you want to know what the score was last night, it was 2-1 we were losing with a minute 30 left in the game. We scored a goal. They took it away from us because the net was off. But at 20 seconds left in the game, we tied it to make it 2-2. Then we went into a shootout. We allowed 0 goals. We got 3 goals, and we won in a shootout after a 2-2 tie. So we won. Just in case you're curious. Just in case you're curious. Oh, and Jenny's team tied 2-2 yesterday. That's all I know about. I don't have a life, okay? I can tell you about the Coast Guard Academy. I went by where we used to live up there, and you're probably bored with that. Not me, not me. Well, and that's why I think it goes back to what the colonel said. You can't bring somebody in that's immature because we'll all be going back and nobody will show up. You got a great point. You got a great point. We got 6 of us on Wednesday night. Did I tell you we won in a shootout last night? Just curious. Okay, I don't tell jokes or anything, so I don't know any. That Southwest joke? Oh, that's true. I got off the plane the other day, and I said, this is like a Jimmy Swaggart, better than the Jimmy Swaggart revival. You get healed like nothing here. It's true. Okay, they're counting, if they know how to count. Joe, they're worse at math than you are. I see Tom going, I think they're collecting from other folks. What? I can't believe I got to pay you lunch over 55 imperative moves. I'm going back again for the fourth time today. Now, I went upstairs last night. I said, Lar, guess what? 54. I got it right. I know Joe's going to owe me a lunch. Then you get up here and bloviate. Tell me there's 55.
I think y'all should compare it up myself.
That's what I'm thinking. That's right. I think since Joe's the boss, there's 55. I can tell you that right now. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about this. I know. Yeah. But see, he has the advantage. He's the authority. Therefore, it's 55. And he's the pastor teacher. Yes. Here's now that I know you said there was 59 at the beginning of the study, now I'm starting to question. We have 54, you say 55, and at the beginning you said 59. So where's the other four? I'm just kidding, Joe. And you're exactly right. It's 55. We're not even going to vote on it. It's 55. It's 55. Okay, how close are we are over there? Here we come. This is like waiting on the red carpet.
I was trying to get the smoke to come up like the Catholics do, but it wasn't working.
We have a supermajority. We will become a live stream group when Joe steps away, and I will call Bobby tomorrow and ask him if he will come and do a Bible conference with us every year to be here with us locally and hang out with us and all that. We have one more piece of business, one final thing this morning. Joe and Joe Henry has asked me to let you know the reason Joe will have to step down is because he's been diagnosed with early onset of Alzheimer's. That's the reason he has to step down. It's physical. He loves you, his congregation, and would love to go on teaching, but he thinks it's in the best interest for Grace Doctrine Church if he rides off into the sunset, as he says. It is because of his love for you and for Bible doctrine that he has continued to plug away as long as he can. Some folks have a bucket list to travel, etc., but Joe's bucket list was to finish James, teach anti-Semitism and the Eucharist, and do a retrospective of his time at Grace Doctrine Church, all of which he will accomplish. I personally would ask that you all continue to keep Joe and Joe Henry and the family in your prayers as they orient and adjust to this new phase of God's plan for their life. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to say. He's been my buddy for over 40 years. Please pray for Joe and his remaining time here. Never forget he is the pastor of this church until he says, I'm not. And at that point, he'll let us know and he'll ride off into the sunset. And we'll continue on meeting, live streaming Baraka Church and Bobby Thiem. Joe, would you close us in prayer, sir?
By the way, I'll make this comment.
Yes, sir.
There will be a vacuum only for a moment when I decide to ride off into the sunset. I started all of this in Lower Alabama listening to 7-inch reels on R.B. Thiem Jr. Then I got up the courage to come in the house one day and told Joe Henry after about 7 years of that, I think we need to move to Houston. And her response to me was, why did this take you so long? We did all we had to do to load up a truck with furniture and move to a house two blocks from Baraka Church. It was in a neighborhood. I understand that the colonel and his family lived in that neighborhood way back in the day. We lived on a street called Clayburg. You go down to the extreme reaches of the lower bellies of Texas, there's a Clayburg County. A guy down there had a cattle ranch, and most of what was in Clayburg County was the Clayburg cattle. I found out from the dictionary on place names and people that's K-L-E-B-E-R-G, but it's pronounced like a long A, Clayburg County. We lived on Clayburg Street. I could walk out my back door to a screen porch and look down West Alabama, which intersects with Sage Road, and on that corner is Baraka Church. And from that screened-in porch, I could see the steeple at Baraka Church. Sometimes I was working three jobs, but still going to Bible class every night I could get there. I'd look at that steeple and that cross on top, and I'd say, Father, I'm just asking for one more day. The one more day lasted until I came up here. So it's been quite a ride, and I had 40 years, a little bit plus now, up here. Situations have occurred that I need to retire. I've got things I want to say before I go, and that'll occur over the next few weeks. I'm encouraged by the fact that I had the opportunity to be here for over 40 years. I'm also encouraged that this congregation can do what I did way back in the early 1980s and get doctrine from none other than Baraka Church, 2815 Sage Road in Houston, Texas. There won't be a blip at all because the doctrine will continue to be available. It's available for whoever wants it, and I recommend everyone log on to that idea. You get to go back to the Summum Bonum, Baraka Church. Let's pray.
We wanted to guard the doctrine, Joe,
but we've been able to do that. Yep. Father, thank you for what you've provided for this church. It is my prayer that as I fade off into the sunset, that this doctrinal church can continue to grow in grace by means of the inculcation of the Word of God into their souls, facilitating it for application in the hostile environment of the devil's world. And we lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen.